Asheville, good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Last week, the Metro Nashville Police Department began using drones to respond to emergency calls. It's a pilot program that MNPD is testing within 2 miles of the Madison precinct for the next month or so. But WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports the program is getting significant pushback.
The opposition to the program centers on the fact that it never went before the Metro Council. Here's Kelly Chien, a local community safety organizer.
At a minimum, this needs to come to council for a vote, and there needs to be a public hearing.
Nashville has a rule that requires surveillance technology to get explicit approval from the Metro Council. In recent years, the council has leaned against such technology. Mayor Freddie O'Connell said that he doesn't think that rule applies in this case.
It is a pilot. It's very limited. And two, Metro Legal's analysis so far has suggested that it is not triggered the surveillance-based provisions that would require a public hearing.
But Chen says this doesn't hold water.
We have had a lot of success pushing back on surveillance tech. They knew they would have a very hard time getting even a trial program through. And so this is their way of getting around that.
4 years ago, MNPD started using surveillance technology Fusus without council approval. Eventually, public pressure spurred the council to weigh in, and it did not approve. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The mayor of McMinnville has called a special meeting of the Board of Mayor and Aldermen for tomorrow evening. The topic, a potential moratorium on data centers, Bitcoin mining, microchip manufacturing, and similar facilities. A private developer is planning to build a high-density AI data center in McMinnville for a supercomputing platform. The meeting to discuss the potential moratorium will start at 6. You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines.